This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back. It's the afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Sports Radio 94 WIP. I mean, this just sounds like Ben Davis kind of music. You know what I mean? Like, I can see him bumping on the tractor to this, you know, and maybe it is pickup truck to that. Today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Big games and big events are better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. From NBC Sports Philadelphia, Ben Davis. What's happening, Ben?
How we doing, fellas?
What's up, Ben? Y'all mean?
How we doing? What a beautiful day, huh?
Listen, a little windy. That's all right, though.
Little windy, but we're one day closer to opening day. That's all that matters.
Man, right. 6 days.
Well, are you here, Ben, or are you down in Clearwater?
I'm here. Oh, okay. Yeah, in PA. Yeah, just sitting at the bus stop waiting for Mickey to get off the bus. So
I know what that's like.
So yeah. You're busy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're busy. So you've been obviously back and forth, though, down in Clearwater, back here. And I heard you on the morning show, of course. But what's kind of the general vibe that you've gotten from the team while you've been down there and been around them?
They seem hungry. They seem focused. You know, I always talk about how professional they are. As a unit and how they go about their business. And that's what I saw down in spring training. Not a whole lot of goofing around, guys just, you know, with their blinders on, trying to get better. And that's one thing that I think this team, you can never fault this ball club for trying to get better each and every day. And that's really, you know, where that professionalism comes in. And they're a joy to watch. I did very promising to see a few things going on down there at camp, mostly with the pitchers and they're throwing strikes. And then the hitters with the adjustment, trying to just, you know, shorten up and try to put a few more balls in play.
I'm wondering about that, Ben. We've talked about this, and they obviously are openly talking about it as well. But the whole idea of changing your approach at the plate, I think ideally it sounds great. I just wonder if they can actually put it into reality once you've been a player and you're so accustomed to doing something for so long. Do you believe that at this stage of their careers, they have that ability to sort of change their approach at the plate?
Yeah, you know, I know it's hard to change the spots on a leopard, Ike, but I think these guys are at that point where they realize that why they've got bounced out of the playoffs the last couple of years. And, you know, with an offense that's, you know, can be unbelievable at times, and then offenses that just really falls into a quagmire and they, you know, opposing pitchers just have their way with them. I think they're at the point, there's a crossroads where, hey, we need to make these adjustments. If we don't, we're going to not find ourselves winning the World Series again. And I think it's, you know, it's not going to be easy, but I do think it's in there. I love the approach that I saw, the games that I did. These guys were fouling off pitches to see another pitch. They were staying in the middle of the diamond, using the opposite field of the diamond. The one game I had, they had 10 hits, and they had 8 of them were singles, but yet they still scored 5 runs. That was very promising for me to see, because that's something we have not seen over the years. It's either a 3-run homer or it's not. And, you know, that's the approach we need to see a little bit more of.
And I just hope that it's not just a spring thing. Because I agree with you. Like, in watching the at-bats, they do look like they're locked in. But I just hope it's not like, hey, they go through the spell. Because every year, the offense goes through a slump. Even the best teams, the 08 Phillies, they had a bad offensive slump. I hope when that happens, they don't revert back to what ultimately sunk them the last couple of postseasons.
Without a doubt. And they have to make sure... They have to make sure that they can do that because, when they're hot, nobody's better. But they have to make sure that they do change their approach and get back to the little things and fouling the pitch off, not just flailing at a pitch. You're never going to eliminate chase, but you can definitely cut back on it. And that's one thing that they've talked about over the years. And they have to get back to that because you can't always rely on Earl Weaver baseball, that three-run homer. It's not always going to happen. They got to find other ways to produce.
Yeah, Earl Weaver baseball. It's not exactly Rob Thompson baseball.
No,
Rob.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. What do you think about, you know, it seems like they're, listen, when camp started, it was Turner's going to be the leadoff guy. But as camp has kind of gone on here, you're seeing Schwarber kind of up there, and it feels like they might be trying a hybrid lineup, you know, against tough lefties. Turner's leading off against maybe weaker righties. Schwarber's back to leading off. Is that kind of the sense you're getting, that they're really not made up there? And if they do that idea, is that an idea that you like?
It is an idea that I like, to answer your second question first. It is an idea that I like, because if you're going up against a Chris Sale or Garrett Crochet, you know, maybe you let Turner lead off instead of, I know Schwarber hits lefties really well, but I think it can be a different dynamic in that lineup, and to find some type of a little bit more consistency, I think that's a strong possibility, where you get a lefty on the mound, you see Turner lead off, a righty, you'd have Schwarber lead off. I mean, the bottom line is they've won with Kyle Schwarber at the leadoff spot. He's been extremely productive. I think they're just thinking, if we do bump him down a little bit and have a few more guys on base, it might be that productivity might go off even more. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but I'm not opposed to moving guys around and seeing what really, you know, throw it against the wall, see what sticks.
Yeah. What's your outlook on JT this year? Right. There's some pressure on him. Like, if he can get his bat to at least give you a little bit more, he can bring a different dynamic to this lineup as well, like he did in 2022. He's getting up there in age a little bit. He's on the final year of his deal. He hinted that there could be some contract talks going on. You're a former catcher. Just what do you think we should expect from JT this year?
Well, I think he was a little inconsistent last year, obviously, with his approach as well. It really all hinges on that leg kick, Ike. If he can get his foot down on time, you know, he's a whole different animal. But when he gets, you know, I know it's an exaggerated leg kick. That's one thing that Tony Gwynn always said to me. He said, you got to get your foot down. You got to get your foot down. He must have said it 100 times a day. You don't get that foot down, you just can't hit. And with that exaggerated leg kick, I think if he's able to get it down, you know, he uses the right side, right center. That's really the way his swing is honed to use. But, you know, he can really hit anything. And I know he's getting up there in age, but I wouldn't be surprised if he has a big offensive year. The Phillies need him. If he gets going, it only lengthens that lineup. But from a defensive standpoint, I think you're going to see him get a few more days off and let Marchand catch a little bit more, because, as we all know, like, Father Time is undefeated, and you know, you start getting up there in age, and you don't recover like you used to. I know he wants to play every day. I understand that. I appreciate that. I always felt if I had to go to the ballpark, damn it, I better be in that lineup. And it wasn't always the case with me, but that's the way I felt, and that's the way he feels. But Topper's going to have to give him a few more days this year.
Were you surprised that Stubbs didn't make the team? Where do you kind of stand with Marchand? Like, is he good enough, in your opinion, to spell JT more than just once a week? Maybe he can play twice or even three times.
Yeah, I think Marchand definitely can do that. You know, from an offensive standpoint, we've seen him make strides over the years. It's just a matter of Marchand staying healthy. That's been a bugaboo for him the last couple of years, is staying healthy, staying on the diamond. But he is a switch hitter. That definitely lends to him being maybe a little bit more successful offensively. And, you know, I love him defensively. You talk about some strong hands and a rifle for an arm. He's about as good defensively as you're going to find. And I think the more sample size you see, you really appreciate what he can do behind the plate. But I think it came down to the options. I know Garrett Stubbs is a great clubhouse guy. He said he's going to prepare the same way in AAA as he did at the big league level and try to help guys out. But I think it's strictly come down to the lack of depth in the Phillies organization from a catching standpoint. You know, Stubbs, he had an option. Marchand did not. they could not lose Marshawn to another ball club because of that lack of depth.
Who's kind of caught your eye? You know, a couple of guys are having a good spring. Who has really stuck out to you?
Well, I mean, I think the obvious one to go to is Alvarado. This guy is in midseason form, and I mean, you want to talk about no chance up there. These guys got no chance right now. Throwing 100 to 102 with that wipeout slider. He calls it a cutter. I think it's a slider. You got no chance right now against him. He's looked outstanding. And, you know, I think, you know, you're looking at a couple other guys out there. You know, some of the younger guys have – Aiden Miller's really caught my eye. I love what he has been able to do out there. And Max Kepler, I mean, I know it's spring training and you're not facing the normal guys you face, but this approach you're seeing out of Kepler, this is a big dude that can use the whole ballpark. And, you know, if he ends up having half the season that he's having in the spring, I think a $10 million for Kepler is going to be an absolute bargain.
Man, he's got two walks today, two hits. I'm getting a little Kepler up over here, Ben.
I didn't realize this dude was this big. I mean, I like to think of myself as a fairly big guy, but I was hanging on the cage down there next to Charlie. And this dude walked in. I said, "Damn!" I said, "Chuck, I didn't know he was that big." He goes, "Neither did I." And he's a big dude. But if he can get barreled at baseball, look for some good things.
Who's the biggest make or break Philly, in your opinion, for this team to kind of reach their ceiling?
Trey Turner. I think he's poised to have a great year. I've been saying this all offseason. I think he's going to have a big year this year. Very productive, and it's in there. This is a guy you're talking about, a guy with elite speed. He's not fast. His speed is elite. And, you know, from an offensive standpoint, and I was on the morning show on Wednesday, and I said to John and Joe and Devin and Ray, I said, if I were to tell you that Trey Turner hit .295 last year with 21 homers, would you believe me? And to a person, they said, no, I would not. And I didn't know he hit .295 with 21 homers, being on the shelf for 6+ weeks with his hamstring.
Yep.
That's something that I wouldn't – I mean – he had an off year and he still hit .295. So that shows you what kind of player he can be and I think will be again.
And lastly, before we let you go here, speaking of the morning show, I mean, what are the early odds on me versus the camera to 11? I mean, what is this nonsense that you and your show is putting out there?
My show?
Yeah, your show.
You know I had you back on Wednesday, right?
Well, of course. Come on.
You know that. No, I don't know. Joe lives in a fantasy world, I think, at times. He said he's a great athlete. I just don't see it. You're younger. You know, you're going to move in better shape. I don't see it really happening for Joe, but you never know. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think you got it. You got this. No brainer, Fritzy.
Right. One thing I said, Ben, all the pressure's on Fritzy.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it. I'm not a pressure's man. Yeah.
I mean, Joe's got nothing to lose.
I know. I got a lot to lose.
The age advantage, the height advantage,
skill advantage,
better shape. You know. It is what it is.
Yeah, so. Listen. Ben, I did go 2-0 in the high school playoffs. I've risen to the occasion before. It's time to do it again.
Oh, we know it's in there, Jack. We know it's in there.
Yep.
It's a matter of it coming out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You're a peacock. We got to let you fly. You know what I mean?
That's what they say. That's what they say. All right, Ben, appreciate it. Looking forward to all the calls this year.
Guys, before I go, I got to – Mickey wants to say hello to Ike because Ike is his favorite guy on the radio. So, Mick, what do you want to say to Ike?
Hi.
What's going on, man? Hold on. That's what you picked up from school?
Yeah, Mickey's been in here listening, so but he loves him some Ike Reese, so he just wanted to say hello real quick.
All right, Mickey, hold on, I got something for you. Hook him up there. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
There you go. Now that's orange juice, Mickey.
I have a glass of that on the way home. Yeah.
Not like daddy's apple juice. All right, boys, thanks for having me on. I appreciate
all right, brother.
It.
There he goes, Ben Davis.
I like that, daddy's apple juice.
That's right. I lobbied Jill for Mickey.
Yeah.
You know, for
oh, is it name?
For
it's a good baseball name.
Solid baseball
name.
But then Jill was like, well, what about Moniak? And I was like, that'd be a tough look.
Or if you named him Moniak.
No, Mickey. Like after people would think I named him after Mickey Moniak. Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
But I did, why not Mick? That was a big
you would not convince people it was Mickey Mantle. Yes, it's Mickey Moniak. Yes.
I know.
Yes.
So she wisely moved us in a different direction.
Yeah. Listen. So that's a good name. It's starting to wear on me a little bit.
Because you're starting to think about, you know, when we're watching him play athletics, like Sut.
Let's go, Sut.
Yeah. That's all I think about.
Sut.
Walk's turning two this weekend.
How about that big fella?
Yeah.
Turning two?
Yeah. It's kind of a bummer. But like you know, he's another year older. You know,
that's not a bummer.
It's a bummer.
Me. No, it's not.
It's a bummer. He's in such a good stage. I want the stage to last forever.
No, he's
my best friend in the entire world. And he needs to slow down a little bit.
He'll hang around for the next 15 years.
And then after college, he'll come back?
Yeah. Listen, you're losing for a few years there. Then he'll come back.
Yeah.
He'll come back.
Yeah, so it's going to be a busy weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jill's already giving me all the lists I got to do.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Got a big birthday party planned?
Not really. No, we don't do big extravagant things.
Are you bringing other kids over?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Well, no, we're bringing his cousins.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah, well, at least his cousins are coming over. Yes.
It's gonna be a big
Jesus
party.
Jesus Christ, man.
He's only there to hang with us. Yep. Let's go back to the phones. In or out on the Phils Tasty Cake, Dom? What's happening, Dom?
Hey, Jack. Hey, Ike. What's up?
What up, Tasty Cake?
Now, Jack, I know you're going to have walk fielding some grounders, but
it's about that time, Dom. Yep.
But I just want to let you know, if he can get a great education in Villanova and shoot some jumpers and make $1.5 million in his portal, you might have him do some layup drills too.
Well, and in Elliott's plan, when he takes over the world, he can stay there until he's 28.
Until he's 30 years old. Yeah.
Man, it's beautiful out. I'm listening outside. You guys have the best show on the radio.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate that.
Ike, I got to ask you a question. If Jack did a top 5 of 5 on the best callers in the afternoon show, how many guys that regularly call in think they're the one seed?
Oh yeah, at least 20 people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they pay me the big bucks though, Dom. Like I have to narrow it down to 5. Ike has a list of 20 top 5 callers.
I was talking to my Wawa manager, who is a big who's probably listening right now. He gets done at 3 and he says he listens to you guys. Everybody listens to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's a show in the city. Popular show, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
So and Jack, I already had my on the record with you 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Aaron Nola, 2025 Cy Young Award winner.
I'm in on Knowles. Mm. I'm more in on Sanchez as Cy Young, but I love the bravado. I love the bravado. He's gonna have a good year.
So here's my Sanchez point, as well as Ranger, Jack.
Okay.
When you got two guys on your rotation that you're gonna get 8 to 10 ground balls every outing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you least concerned about Turner and Bohm on that side of the infield?
Sure.
Because they got, you know, they got to be good.
They do. They do. But the thing about Sanchez this year is that he is, I think he's going to be more of a strikeout guy this year.
Man, he is throwing some BBs.
He is. And he's still commanding it at 98 with the changeup off it. With Cole Hamels in camp teaching me even more about the changeup, come on. He's plus 2,500 for Cy Young. I'm just letting everyone know.
Yeah. Can I ask you a basketball question real quick?
Of course.
Okay. Because I really want your opinion on this.
All right. Yeah. All right. So listen, I respect your basketball.
Yeah, opinion. I mean, look,
the only time I could see Gonzaga play is the tournament. Like, so that's what I see.
That makes all of
but
us.
Here's what I got to ask you is, right, this guy, they said on Gonzaga looked good yesterday. Like, they said in the last 20 years, this guy's got 39 NCAA tournament wins.
Mark Few?
He never gets mentioned with Izzo or Calipari or Rick Pitino, Coach K.
Yeah.
When do you ever hear about this Gonzaga guy? You never hear about him.
Only during tournament
that's
time.
That's an unbelievable record.
Did they win it yet?
They lost in the championship.
They lost in the finals.
Yeah,
because
that was the Jalen Suggs year, I think, right?
And Baylor ran him out of the gym, Mike.
Okay, okay.
They never really played well in that final game.
Yeah, you know what? Mark Few has been a good coach for a long time. He obviously took that program. This is what's so impressive about what he's done out there with the Zags is that they once were viewed as a Cinderella team.
Oh yeah,
every year.
Well, yeah, still, they don't get North Carolina talent. They don't get Duke talent.
I agree.
Right?
I agree, but we no longer view them as a Cinderella team, though.
Right.
So I think it's a credit to him that he's turned that program into somewhat of a, I won't say a powerhouse, but certainly a household name. I think being out in the Northwest has something to do with it, right? You don't get as much media coverage out there. Most of his games during the regular season are probably 10 o'clock at night, right? They probably start on the West Coast at 10 o'clock. So he just doesn't get the national exposure until March Madness.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that would be my explanation for it, is that that's what I believe it is.
What's bothering you, Dom?
Well, Ike gave me the thing that's bothering me when he was about an hour ago when he was talking about growing up, and he mentioned the great athletes that he witnessed. And Ike, you said Ali and Tyson, right?
Yep.
And what bothers me is how non-existent boxing's become.
Yeah, you are a big, Tasty Cake. I remember you for years. You've always been a big boxing fan. It's not as big as it once was.
I know.
Just isn't. Don't have the American heavyweight that everybody gets behind. Floyd tried to carry boxing for a little while.
Yeah, he just was not a fun fighter.
Nah.
I wonder if it comes back. I mean, usually things come back.
Well, you know what it is? UFC. You know, you got the MMA fighting. Like, that fighting has sort of wiggled its way into the fight fan.
Yeah.
So those of us that were just... Like, boxing used to be our only real combat, hand-to-hand combat, you could see. But now you got UFC, where they put on all the big matches, all the main guys fight each other. Boxing, you just don't get it as much. It's too much of...
They just need one. If they just get one, maybe it comes back. But like horse racing, you know, horse racing has a moment every once in a while, but usually for us, it's a local guy or a local horse.
Well, horse racing is only important when somebody's going for the Triple Crown.
Well, the Kentucky Derby pops.
No, it's every year, but I mean, other than just betting on it, I mean, are we really looking at horses? Like, who's the horse? The Kentucky Derby's coming up in a couple months. Yeah,
I'll get back to you. We need Jolly.
Jody Mack?
Yeah,
Which horse are we looking for this year?
I don't know. The way that Rob Cherry and Jolly and Jody Mack talk about horses,
they love it.
It's unbelievable.
I can't get into it.
Well, you gamble on it.
Of course, I gamble on just about anything.
Yeah, dude. 9 a.m., you're betting on overseas basketball?
Yeah, exactly. It's the only way I would actually watch it.
Man, the stuff I used to gamble, like, I used to bet on, I used to do, like, 200 soccer bets a day, you know?
I had a good system. I only bet on soccer during the World Cup.
The World Cup.
I did it during the World Cup.
2026, coming here.
I'm ready.
I can't wait.
I'm ready.
Hope we're doing we're going to have the PGA Championship that we're going to have to do live shows at, of course.
Got to be there for that.
It's at Aronimink.
Yep.
And then the All-Star Game. MLB All-Star Game. We'll be doing
next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Home Run Derby. Bryce probably going to be in it.
PGA Championship is next year, too?
Yeah. At Aronimink.
Oh, wow.
So with that, we have the Home Run Derby.
2026 is going to be a big year.
And the World Cup, and the Eagles going for a three-peat, and the Phils coming off their title. This is great. This is great. You're Philadelphia.
Great time to be in Philadelphia.
Man.
Hold on. We have the, what are we celebrating next year?
Well, it's
250 or 275?
250.
250.
250, what's it called? A bicentennial? Nope, that's not bicentennial. That's 200.
It's something centennial.
It's something centennial.
Yep. Never a doubt. I'm sure everyone's calling in and furious and typing on their phones. Today's show, not this last conversation. It's all brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The basketball tourney is here. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. Get back to your phone calls on the other side on whether you're in or out on the Phillies. Plus, we have to award the belt.
The belt.
The belt. It's moving hands. Hugh was last week's winner of the belt, but it's time to move and find a new owner of it. And also, some awesome Devontae Smith audio about Jalen, and if he's an elite quarterback, his all of Saquon Barkley. And did he agree with A.J. Brown about it on his feeling after winning the Super Bowl? You hear all of that coming up next on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.